Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Thursday, June 27, 2024, is Arnold Bennett. Enoch Arnold Bennett, May 27, 1867, March 27, 1931, was an English author, best known as a novelist who wrote prolifically. Between the 1890s and the 1930s, he completed 34 novels, 7 volumes of short stories, 13 plays, some in collaboration with other writers, and a daily journal totaling more than 1 million words. He wrote articles and stories for more than 100 newspapers and periodicals, worked in and briefly ran the Ministry of Information in the First World War, and wrote for the cinema in the 1920s. Sales of his books were substantial, and he was the most financially successful British author of his day. Born into a modest but upwardly mobile family in Hanley, in the Staffordshire Potteries, Bennett was intended by his father, a solicitor, to follow him into the legal profession. He worked for his father before moving to another law firm in London as a clerk aged 21. He became assistant editor and then a women's magazine editor before becoming a full-time author in 1900. Always a devotee of French culture in general and French literature in particular, he moved to Paris in 1903. The relaxed milieu helped him overcome his intense shyness, particularly with women. He spent 10 years in France, marrying a Frenchwoman in 1907. In 1912, he moved back to England. He and his wife separated in 1921, and he spent the last years of his life with a new partner, an English actress. He died in 1931 of typhoid fever, having unwisely drunk tap water in France. Many of Bennett's novels and short stories are set in a fictionalized version of the Staffordshire Potteries, which he called the Five Towns. He strongly believed that literature should be accessible to ordinary people and lamented literary cliques and elites. His books appealed to a wide public and sold in large numbers. For this reason and his adherence to realism, writers and supporters of the modernist school, notably Virginia Woolf, belittled him, and his fiction became neglected after his death. During his lifetime, his journalistic, self-help books sold in substantial numbers, and he was also a playwright. He did less well in the theater than with novels, but achieved 2 considerable successes with Milestones, 1912, and The Great Adventure, 1913. Studies by Margaret Drabble, 1974, John Carey, 1992, and others have led to a reevaluation of Bennett's work. His finest novels, including Anna of the Five Towns, 1902, The Old Wives' Tale, 1908, Clayhanger, 1910, and Riceyman's Steps, 1923, are now widely recognized as significant works. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:18 UTC on Thursday, June 27, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Arnold Bennett. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Longform Ruth.